The Last Straw. Today's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. I was enjoying a full-bodied free-range root beer float the other day when I noticed something very different about the straw. By the end of the drink, the straw was getting soft. Apparently, the restaurant was inspired by the Strawless Ocean Initiative. It's a worldwide campaign to replace plastic straws with paper straws to raise consciousness about ocean pollution. In fact, consciousness was raised to such a level in Seattle that last week Seattle became the first city to enact a mandatory ban on plastic straws. This, of course, is being ridiculed as part of the snowflakeification of America. Except, as my root beer straw got softer and softer, it brought back a memory. That's what straws did when I was a kid back in the 50s, back when America was great the first time. All the straws were paper. That's why plastic straws were invented, so we could use them over and over. But now, it turns out, the so-called recycling economy has its problems too. You see, a lot of plastic is too difficult to recycle, like straws. So it ends up as microparticles, microscopic ocean confetti, which has become the universal side dish for anything that feeds in the ocean. And ultimately, that includes us. So maybe it's inconvenient, but if a ban on plastic straws means I'll swallow less plastic, then maybe it's time to, what's the expression? Oh, yeah. Maybe it's time to suck it up.